Blog Talk Radio.
Attention outlet shoppers, right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With stores from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online with an extra.
Are the kids doing their homework? Is the dog on the couch again? Is Grandpa okay? Now through Monday, you can get $50 off Nest Cam Indoor. So you can check in whenever you're out. It plugs right into power for simple setup, streams 24/7 to your phone, and sends alerts if there's motion or conspicuous sounds. Now, less is more connected. Get it at Best Buy now and save $50 on Nest Cam Indoor while you still can. Limit 2.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there's a lot to be thankful for. One thing is... if you take holistic medicine, you don't have to worry about the rat report. That's one thing to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah.
Because those rat reports are horrible.
Are the kids doing their homework? Is the dog on the couch again? Is Grandpa okay? Now through Monday, you can get $50 off Nest Cam Indoor. So you can check in whenever you're out. It plugs right into power for simple setup, streams 24/7 to your phone, and sends alerts if there's motion or conspicuous sound. Now, less is more connected. Get it at Best Buy now and save $50 on Nest Cam Indoor while you still can. Limit 2.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there's a lot to be thankful for. One thing is if you take... holistic medicine, you don't have to worry about the rat report. That's one thing to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah.
Because those rat reports are horrible.
Well, I'm thankful for him lowering my medicine today. I'm thankful for that. Yeah.
All right.
So
I'm
I was happy about that.
For my dog.
Aw.
My, children are all healthy.
That's
thank
good,
God.
Thank God.
And, you know, there's a lot of things. We get up here and we talk about changing the system. Well, let's be thankful that we can have the freedom to get up here and talk about that without
right,
being
that's true.
Penalized.
Could you imagine a country that, yeah, like a country that would... you know, put you in jail for saying the things.
Yeah.
You know, that would be crazy.
You know, so we gotta be thankful for these things. You know, still America. And
yeah.
Even though a lot of things are wrong, we still have rights that are good.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
could you imagine? I could not even imagine living in a country that would oppress somebody even worse. Oh, my God. I mean,
yeah, well,
that would be my first thing to get out. I would get out. I'd find a way.
Well, it's like that. It's like that Neil Diamond song, Coming to America.
Oh, yeah.
People
oh,
run
yeah.
away from their country.
I like that. I like that song, by the way.
Yeah. Far, we've been traveling far, without
yeah,
a home,
like
but
song.
Not without a star, you know.
Right, right.
Free, we got to be free. Yeah.
That's true.
Huddle close hang on to a dream.
Oh,
all
yeah.
right. In a sight around the world, what are you thankful for? Give us a call, 213-816-1650. Yeah, what we got?
I'll tell you.
What we gonna say?
I got something, yeah. Well, all of you probably know that in July, my father passed on. I'm not thankful for that. However, I'm thankful that I have my mom, and she's sticking, you know, with us, and she's, you know, she's not so healthy all the time, but I'm, you know, every little bit helps when she says to me, oh, I'm feeling a little better. That those little steps of I'm feeling a little better, you know, makes me thankful.
Yeah. Well, I'm thankful that Joe Arians in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
We get a break.
Yeah.
And I'll be even more thankful if he wins big money.
Oh, that'd be
can,
nice.
Get the inside dream off the ground if he wants to do it.
Oh, man, that would be perfect. That
and,
certainly would be perfect.
Yeah. You know,
but he'd call us.
For the,
if he won
things.
Good money, if he won good money, he'd call us.
Ah, you think so?
Oh, I know so.
he might call Donald Trump. He wouldn't call us.
Nah. He'd call us.
Yeah.
You know that. He definitely would call us.
Hey, do they have big posters of Trump up around the city?
Oh, I don't know. I can't see him.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. That's
I
crazy.
So maybe you heard something about that.
No.
Well, I'm thankful that the election is over.
Oh, God, yeah. That was
great.
I never had any political, you know, venue or political anything that was so crazy in my entire life. I don't know if you have.
Yeah. I don't know whether or not I'm thankful for Mr. Trump.
We'll find out.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll certainly find
but
out.
We certainly will get a handle on that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I sure am thankful for Inner Sight.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know,
that never goes away.
The people that we help just by being there for them.
Right.
You know.
Sometimes
just the other day, Alicia made a comment. Well, I didn't know all these things were true until I met you guys. You know, and you know,
wow.
A lot of people don't know how to put it in perspective. You know, they know something's
right.
wrong, but
right.
we help them maybe to see that a little bit, and they help us. We, you know, you learn from each other.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, I'm
That's
thankful for this. You want to hear a rolling count on what we have for our listeners? Listens?
Rolling count.
Okay. Drum roll. 75,054 listens. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody,
That's
send us $2.
Yeah. That'd be really
You
thankful.
Know that if everybody sent us $2, we could
yeah.
start the Inner Sight dream to come true. We could do a campaign to get the message out there. And at the same time, help people.
Yes, we do help people. Don't think we don't. When we get the little bit of monies that we do get, you know, we do help people. And I can attest to that. I've been helped. You know, and it's not only the advocates that, you know, are being helped. No, it's people who come to us and actually say, can you help me? Like one time a woman came to us. I'm just going to leave her name anonymous. She asked for a copay. Remember that? Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and one person asked we needed help with, I think it was a doctor's copay or a medicine.
Yeah,
I don't
by the way,
exactly.
we're still in the process of doing that, but we're going to do it. Hello? Co-host just got cut off. All right. She'll have to dial back in, hopefully. Yes. And we don't just help people that are with us now, you know. What we're doing is going to help people in the future to change this system and to be even more thankful, be able to keep our disability benefits no matter what.
Hey, I'm not thankful for this phone.
Yeah, what's up with that phone?
I have no idea. It keeps rebooting for, what is this, software update.
Oh.
And it's not doing it. So, I don't know.
So, we're thankful that we can fight for the people that are going to come after us, not just those of us now. You know?
Sorry. Bear with me. I'm going to put you guys on mute, okay?
Yeah, we have any phone calls?
No. Hold on, I got to put you on mute, okay?
Yeah, whatever. All right, in a sight around the world, you want to call in 213-816-1650. We hope everybody has a healthy giving thanks. Thanksgiving.
I'm here. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a pain in the neck.
And, you know,
sorry.
Be thankful that you're not disabled,
right.
Not just for the physical part of it, but that you don't have to deal with a system that is very difficult to deal with.
Oh yeah.
You know. So you know, we're out to change that, not just for ourselves, but
right,
for all
everybody.
People who are currently not disabled, who may
yeah.
become tomorrow,
and
or, you know, who knows, you know.
We have had example after example of that. You know,
oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we had one of our closest friends, you know, Ira Tucker, go through it, and unfortunately, he had to deal with, you know, everything, you know, that pertained to it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
It's like we talk about that.
All the time, yes.
Tomorrow, what if it's you? And look what happened.
Yes. Yeah, and it was, unfortunately, Ira.
It's so true.
Yes, it is.
And Ira had an immediate taste of what we go
yeah.
through when he was in rehab. And they didn't want to continue servicing him.
Oh, my.
You know, because of the money.
That's crazy.
You know. So, there it is again. The money.
Oh, yeah.
That should be there. That is there for us, but not under our supervision.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we gotta work on.
Oh, yeah.
Change that. In a sight around the world, are you thankful for things? We'd like to hear about it. You know, it could be anything. Give us a call, 213-816-1650. Thankful for some of our friends that help us all year long, the friends at Suffolk Bus Corp, you know, the sponsors like Silo and Big East Akita Rescue and
yeah,
Bob Mundy's help, my friend Sal at the Acai Berry Cafe, now it's called. My friend who
was Sunset.
No, they changed the name.
Ah, okay.
my friend over here who runs the Islip Cleaners, Lori, has helped us more than once. My friend Lori, who stuck by me when Charabel passed.
No. Windsong.
Windsong, Charabel's, I'm sorry.
Yes, Charabel's
Windsong,
alive.
And
thank God.
my friend Frida, who was there for me when my other guide dog passed away.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Sunrise.
I remember. That was horrible.
Yeah.
I could never forget that.
So all
these
people.
I made it.
Yeah. And a lot
made
more.
Made it my business to help.
And we're thankful for the people we don't know yet that are going to help us.
That's right.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
New year and a new way that we're going to fight for. You know, we're thankful for people like Alexandra, our new advocate, one of our new advocates.
That's right, nursing home, right?
Catherine down south. What is her title? You know, I don't think we discussed the title.
What about nursing home get out of program? Yeah, sorry.
Maybe that's what she would want to be, a nursing home.
Yeah, advocate. To get people out of the nursing home. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She would love to do that. I would.
So we're thankful for her who believes in inner sight wholeheartedly, and all the other people, you know, all our advocates. To name
you're
a
welcome.
Few, Robin and Regina and... And
we kid around
about Joe Arion, but he's a great, great advocate.
Yes, he is. And you're welcome.
Yeah, yours truly and Suzanne and
yeah.
You know, the whole gang, folks.
Oh yeah.
I mean, people volunteer their time. We don't get paid for this.
No, we don't.
You know.
People
say, a lot of the people who
do
get paid,
don't do
it. A lot of the people who do get paid don't care as much as we do. Don't get paid.
That's right.
You know?
Yes, that's right.
So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, inner sight. All right. And, you know, to be thankful, to appreciate what people do. I try to appreciate as much as possible what everybody does for Inner Sight, putting up the show and engineering the show and keeping it going.
Oh, yeah.
All this is a lot harder when you're disabled and you don't have the tools to do it, and you have to improvise all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we have to go through, you know?
Yep.
And you gotta then you gotta go fight and argue with the agencies that can give you the tools, and they won't because of their stupid, idiotic rules. I'm not thankful for that.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not thankful for my hearing aids. They don't quite work very well.
Yeah. After all that time, they don't work?
They don't work well, I would say. It's not that they don't work. You know, I wish I had stronger, you know, more clarity, you know, for the hearing aids. But these don't.
They didn't do the job right.
Nah, they just didn't give. They gave me crappy hearing aids. Simply put.
Huh. That's typical.
What they think of us.
But, yeah,
the system.
How they treat us and what they think mm-hmm. about us.
Right.
You know? Again,
yeah.
it's the money.
Of course.
Yeah. If you had the money in an account for your health care for the year, you'd have much better hearing aids.
I certainly would, because I'd make them make better hearing aids.
Sure.
You know, that's easy, clear cut, you know.
Hey, we're thankful for some more of our friends, like all the people that we get to do on the Inner Sight Follies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pat Cooper, the philosopher, and the Red Fox character, Jackie Gleason, old time, you know. Well, don't forget about me.
Yeah, you're a character.
Oh, we didn't forget about you, George. Don't worry. Hey, George, have a cigar. Oh, thanks. I thought you'd never ask. Oh, by the way, I have a couple of thank you myself. I'm thankful that Jack Benny one night lit my cigar.
Oh, wow.
He lit your cigar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually gave me a two cent book of matches and lit my cigar.
Right, wow.
I was in a state of shock until Gracie pinched me, and then I knew I was still alive at 95.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be. That's amazing. Jack Benny gave you a book of matches. Yeah, and he made a comment. Don't say I never gave you anything, George. I said, I can't talk right now. I got the cigar in my mouth. But when I get the cigar out of my mouth, I'll have something to say. Yeah. So we're thankful for the little laughter things that we do on Friday night, and thankful for another one of our new advocates, Alisa.
Yeah.
Mental health.
That's great.
Down there in Pennsylvania. You know, so many people, so many. I mean, you could sit here and just name them all night. You know. That you're thankful for. Ray Grimaldi, John Corrado, Tom McAteer, name a few. Phil, one of the vice presidents over there. Another great guy. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Thankful show brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. There's something to be thankful for. Big East. Rawr, rawr. Little Bear. The Akita. Big East, akitarescue.org. Check them out. You want a great dog, adopt an Akita. You'll be thankful for that. And down in Tom's River, New Jersey, check them out, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, I'm thankful for her, that's for sure. All right, the phone number is what? 609-388-7004, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. All right, and I'm thankful for all my children that... they're still with me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nursing
Home Transitional Program, Silo. Another one of our sponsors. We appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good source of, Silo's a good source of information. Anything
yes,
you
want
to know about legislation. Equipment, whatever they have. If you're in need of anything, just give them a call. 631-880-7929, Silo, right here in Suffolk County, New York. Check them out. All right. And we are thankful that we have the memory of Corey Foster and Avante Oquindo.
That's right.
You know, thankful that the Foster family allowed me to be part of getting to know Corey a little bit and being there for whatever support we could give, you know.
Right.
I'm so thankful for their graciousness, how they treated me, a total stranger.
Yeah.
You know.
Like
you know,
a family member
about,
almost.
You talk about black and white and racism and all that.
Nah, it wasn't there.
With Corey's family, it never even entered into your mind.
That's right.
Both on my part and their part.
Right.
I mean, Sheila was so gracious and
I love
it. You know, and the food and the attitude and the bravery.
Mm-hmm.
To face
yep.
that kind of thing. You know, and
that's
to
right.
come out of it with love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I know those people.
Oh, I am too.
Some of the greatest people on this planet, the Fosters that I met. I never met Avante's relatives.
Family, me neither.
But, you know, but
I wish I
but,
did.
But who knows? Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe.
So honor Corey and Avante as we ask you to do every night. And be thankful that you have inner sight fighting to change this system, because we don't want things like that to happen ever again.
Nope.
All right, inner sight. And what, James Bahamonde, attorney. Need a good lawyer? Oh, call Jimmy.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want to feel more at home because your lawyer is disabled, maybe understands more? You got Bahamonde.
Yep.
All right. Housing specialist. Service dog discrimination cases. And employment of the disabled are just a few things that he does. 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde, attorney. Check him out. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. Bahamonde, James, attorney. All right, what else we got?
Oh.
Hey, we're very, very thankful that we have an ad in Able News. We thank Angela.
Oh, yeah. She has an ad here. It's across, you know, setup that we have between both of us, which is great.
And the fact someone called me up tonight who I had on the show before, the musician, and was telling me that ad looks really good, that it's a beautiful ad.
Yeah, it's a decent ad. We have to update it a little, but it's not bad.
Yeah. Well, get it updated for the new year.
Definitely.
All right. We're thankful for our co-host, and here she is once again, folks, with Able News.
Yes, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 25 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, in a sight, 927 New York time. What are you thankful for? 213-816-1650. And we'd like to hear your...
Take a look at the board. I want to take a look at the
your
board.
Your thankfulness.
Okay.
How's
and
the board?
It's clear. Only us.
All right. We're certainly thankful that we're on television. And the Inner Sight show has been on 25 years. At least.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
wow.
longer.
Wow. Well, you were in 86, weren't you?
We started, I forget what year we started.
86, you said.
We started in a site in 86. I don't know about the television show.
Oh, all right. It was more than Inner Sight itself?
Yeah, we started the television show on Staten Island, CTV. I forget the year. But I remember my good friend Joe Franklin, who I had on the show many a time. You know, he had me on his show.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss Joe. You know, he passed away.
Aw.
But anyway, we're on local, by the way. Channel 20, 8 o'clock Monday night, Long Island. And 8 o'clock Tuesday night, Channel 20. Check us out. And tonight, Thanksgiving Eve, 11 o'clock, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We've been on Manhattan for at least, what, 10 years? I think. I have to check the dates on these. I lose track of time. All right. And I want to thank my crew on the show. Joe Arion, Richie, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're welcome.
The whole crew. Everybody who comes together and makes the show happen. And, of course, all the guests that we've had over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time to.
We
ought to
make Frank. We ought to make like a big, you know, list of all those people and see if we can get them on again, which will be nice.
Well, we do from time to time. We have this, you know.
Yeah.
But what
well,
we should
Louis
do is,
comes.
I'd like to do if we could edit, do the best of Inner Sight.
Oh, that would have to be at least 2 hours. We'd have to get approval. You know, that would at least be 2 hours. And I would have to ask Andy to come help me. I couldn't do that with my eyes.
Well, we'd have to put it all together. And
right.
Get some of the old CDs, you know, DVDs and all that. It would be it'd be work to put that together.
Yes, it would. And I don't have the equipment, once again.
Well, Cablevision has the equipment.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, they have it. We'd have to do it
in
connection with them. You know, they would have to help.
Yeah, but
do
you
it.
Know, the other thing is I can't see that computer.
Well, maybe they would assign somebody to help us do it. You know, I'd have to talk.
That
to them
would be nice. Yeah, that would be real nice.
Maybe that's something to think about for the new year.
Exactly. And then we could use excerpts of that for the beginning of our show, which would be nice.
Yeah, the best of Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Around the world. All
yeah.
right. And we are thankful that we have the ability, be it small, to help people once in a while financially and you know, spiritually and just
be
there.
Yep.
For
even
people.
out time, Frank. Like, for example, if we help somebody, like, say, with Social Security, I'm just giving you an example, we're giving up our time and we're also giving our knowledge that we've had an experience and we're helping them out, which is priceless in a way because, no, you know, these ins and outs of everything unless you, you know, actually have somebody there to help you. You know, I'm just giving an example, Social Security, but there's other examples that we've helped. We've helped people, you know, with just playing the Department of Social Services, you know.
Well,
and
recently when we learned that the Lighthouse wouldn't buy a cane for this woman because she was in a nursing home.
Yep.
We purchased the cane.
Right.
And it's going to be sent to Alexandra, and, you know, she goes over there to try to help this woman. She'll have be able to give her the cane in her sight.
Right.
So we did that. A while back, we helped Robin save her house.
Right, right.
With some insurance money where she was short on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We helped another woman who was disabled pump out her basement, got her a pump.
Right.
A few years ago.
Remember me, you...
Only little things, you know.
Now, this didn't cost us money, but it cost us... We sat down together, Frank, you and I, and called Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, and you guys got me my DNA test before my father passed on. And this way, I got his blood, you know, and I was able to, you know, use it. And that's the most priceless gift that I've ever had. You know,
well, that saved us a lot
yeah,
of money.
Certainly
you
did.
It saved you a lot of money.
Yes, it did. And let
yeah,
me tell you.
Yeah, we did that.
And every 6 months, they're going to be testing my blood and letting me know, oh, yeah, we found something now, or we don't find anything, or whatever the case may be. But every 6 months, they test my blood and my parents' blood, and they will see if there's something in the system globally, if somebody found something. And if somebody found something, then they'll say, oh, you have XYZ, and then there might be a treatment for it.
So they monitor the situation.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Because of what we started with, you know,
right,
for you.
Right.
All right. So there's a good thing.
Very good thing.
Check it out. You know, find out what's going on. The blood tells the story.
Yes, it certainly does. And if anybody needs any information about that department, we've started something there. So I have all the contact information. Just give Insight a call, you know, at 631-224-3090. Let me repeat that number, 631-224-3090. And Frank will help me get in touch with you.
We're helping Alexandra to try to get her sight back.
That's right.
We're planning a news conference to try to help her raise the rest of the money. So we're thankful and grateful that we can be a part of that. If we can help her to get her sight back, that's what she wants.
Yeah.
You know. We're very flexible.
Yes, we are.
You know, we don't say to somebody, we can't help you because we can only help you if you're disabled, not if you want to become non-disabled. Able-bodied.
You know, that's so bizarre that, they wouldn't want to help. You know what I'm saying?
We're creative.
Yes, we are. And flexible, and we have the desire to keep going and not let things hold us back. I have a question, Mr. Murdoch.
And
did you hear from him?
Hold it. Before you say that, and the other thing is, we don't have a motive where people have been turned down for help because the agency can't get money out of it.
Right.
Very important.
Yes.
You know, That's why they wouldn't give that woman that cane in the nursing home.
Right.
Because they couldn't write it up. They couldn't write it up and get maybe $5,000, whatever it would be, $1,500, you know.
Now I want to know, why couldn't the commission
service.
Do it?
Because she's in a nursing home. They're not allowed to serve
people. That's bullshit. You know why? They have two different programs. One is ADL, Activities of Daily Living program, and they could have put her on that. And the other is just a plain work goal program. So there's two programs, two distinct differences, programs, and they could have helped her, period.
Alexandra tried to go that route, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but you know what?
So
they're just being obstinate. That's all it is. That's all it is.
They don't care. They're not
they
there
don't.
To care. They are
no,
there.
You know what it is? Oh, you're in a nursing
the
home.
Money
that's
coming.
It.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's ridiculous that somebody couldn't read a bottle of medication and they throw you in a nursing home. That would be the last that they would hear about that. I'd be lawyering up, Frank.
They get
you
away
don't
with
know.
It.
Yes,
See,
they
in
do.
In my mind, the people that labeled that bottle and didn't make it so everybody could read it, those son of a bitches ought to be arrested.
Or they should be accountable for everything that she's going
Damn
through.
Damn right they should be. It should be criminal to put a label on a bottle that could hurt somebody and you can't read it.
That's right, but yeah. it's done every day. You know what? One of the big retailers is possibly going to those labels that they could read. You read out loud. You put it on the machine, and it reads everything. But if you're deaf-blind, that won't help. You know, I'm thinking of the absolute worst. You should have Braille there, too.
Anyway,
but
what was your... You had a question. You still remember it?
Oh, Mr. Murdoch. Did you hear from him?
No.
Not yet.
I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving and then check in with Tommy and see what he thinks we should do.
Okay. That sounds good.
But I am thankful.
What about Nancy?
I am thankful that Mr. Murdoch helped me way back when in the 80s.
Well, that was good.
To put the story in the New York Post.
That's right.
No matter what, I'll always be thankful for that.
And by doing that, were you able to get into the delivery room?
No. That's got nothing to do with the delivery room.
Well, it had to do with your guide dog.
That's when I was denied a guide dog in the 80s.
Oh, wow. See? Amazing.
The delivery room came a lot later.
Oh, okay.
All right. Inner Sight. You want to call in, tell what you're thankful about, 213-816-1650, if you want to call up.
I'm going to take another look and see.
We are here. And a lot of people are busy tonight. Cookering. They're cooking the food for tomorrow, the turkey and all that.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we understand, they may not be available, but, you know, you can always call in a site. Any night we're on, we talk about different subjects, but we are, you know, we are very flexible. Well, we got Mad or Glad Monday. We got Tuesday. We got Open Mic. So there's two nights right there where you can talk about what you want. Wednesday and Thursday we try to do different subjects, but even if we're on a subject and someone wants to call in and they have something important to say, we're here. We'll listen.
Right. Yes, we will.
You know. And if it's controversial, we're not going to cut you off unless, you know, as long as you don't get obscene.
That's right. That's important. You have to respect all the other listeners that are on the show. So if you do have, you know, something that needs to be described, you should just, you know, describe it with political correctness as much as you can, and, you know, try not to use obscene language, and we'll accept you with open arms.
Yeah. Now, there aren't too many radio shows that'll do that.
That's right.
Yeah. So, that's the inner sight way. And I'm thankful that we have a show like that. You know,
yeah.
When you can come on this show and if you have a grievance and you want to talk about it, you have the platform. You know?
Yeah, right.
So we appreciate people coming on and talking about whatever situation they're involved in. You know, we've had all kinds of people call up this show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course, we haven't had enough money people, though.
Well, you know, it would be, you know, nice if we did, but, you know, it's not.
Yeah, we need
heaven.
Somebody who's going to call up and say, hey, I want to donate $5 million. I believe in what you're doing.
That'd be
I want
nice.
To make it happen.
Yeah,
I want
that
to
would
remain,
be nice.
I want to remain anonymous.
That would be real nice.
That's fine with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if we have to pay the taxes on it, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And by the way, we'll be on a Thanksgiving break tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back on Monday. Mar glad. And let's see. We have a birthday coming up. Next week. Right?
I wonder who. Yeah, I wonder who.
I don't know. Oh, we'll be, it'll be the Inner Sight Follies on your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that'd be funny.
You weren't born, you were hatched. Watch it there.
That's the truth.
Oh, and we're going to have a special guest on your birthday.
Uh-oh.
His name is Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut?
Yeah. He's a special guest, and he's very unique. You're going to meet Mr. Peanut on the next Follies, and the guy who talks to him.
Oh, okay. Mr. Peanut, okay. Is he going to sing
we'll
me happy birthday?
Oh, yeah. We'll tell you who Mr. Peanut is on the next Inner Sight Follies.
Okay, sounds good.
A real cool character.
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inner Sight. Freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And, you know, you can drop us an email if you want. innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Well, we haven't heard from Las Vegas. So,
nope.
They say, no news is good news.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick look at our board and see if we have any callers.
Yeah.
Okay.
No news is good news. Either that or the chicken ranch is involved. One or the other.
Yeah, he probably got the money and then he went to the chicken ranch.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right.
He got himself a nice blonde, and that was it.
Who knows? So, the board is clear, right?
Clear, yes.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, everybody's cooking.
Everybody's on the road or whatever. If you are on the road, please be careful. Don't call in a site
on
the road. We don't want you to be distracted.
That's right. If you pull over, you know, and go to a rest stop, you could call in a site.
Yeah, pull over.
Yeah.
But not while you're driving, you know. There's enough maniacs
out
there.
Too many accidents. Oh, yeah.
You know, you hear a lot of this, a lot of these PSAs now. They name the people that were killed by drunk drivers.
Oh, my. Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, people that drink, they're not going to listen to these commercials. They're drunk.
No, they aren't. No, they're not.
Yeah?
No,
but
they don't care.
They'll still let people bring a car to the bar.
To a bar, yeah.
They'll let people bring their cars to the grocery store and everything, where you can buy beer and take the beer and get into the car.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's dangerous. Because you don't know that person's going to open that beer and start drinking in the car.
That's
you know,
true,
but... You're setting them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, people will say, well, what are you supposed to do, you know?
Yeah, that's a hard one, Frank. You know what the best thing is? I would say have the person, you know, those breathalyzers, they have a car that, you know, starts that way for people who have been, you know, bad, I guess, in terms of driving while... You know, being an alcoholic or whatever, and they have these cars that you have to use a breathalyzer to start the vehicle. Well, that is a great idea because you can't start the vehicle if you're at a certain, you know, level. It won't start the car.
Yeah, but what if you're in the vehicle and you have the beer that you've bought?
Right.
You know, you didn't drink it yet.
Well, that's
yeah.
You bringing it home. That's not a biggie if you're bringing it home. You know what I'm saying? You're not drinking it. You're just driving.
Wait a minute. I'm saying if you are drinking, that's the whole thing. You buy the beer.
Yeah.
You buy a case of beer. Let's say you go to the supermarket. Case of beer, and you put it in the car.
Right.
Now, on the way home, you're guzzling it.
You can't start the car, you know, let me tell you, it would stop after a certain point because you're driving erratically, I'm sure.
I don't know. How does that work?
I have no idea, but I know that for starting the car, it won't let you start the car.
No, but once the car is started...
That's what I'm worried about.
And you're drinking.
Yeah.
You know?
That's another story. You could start it the car while you're not drunk and then start drinking.
Right.
Which is a little cuckoo.
Exactly. So to
you know,
me,
but people usually bring you know, the beverage to their location. And then start drinking, usually.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you can't go by that. You can't go by
true.
That.
True. You got some people who are wackos.
Somebody's an alcoholic or they, you know, they have the urge, you know.
Yeah.
What the hell, I'll have a couple of beers before I go home, you know.
Yeah, right. That's really going to be helpful.
They don't do enough, is my point.
Right.
To prevent... This drunk driving stuff, you know. I mean, I went to a party, and it was a cocktail hour, you know, and everybody was in there drinking, and they all have cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
most people would
drink. Here's what should happen. Here's my opinion. I think that every establishment should have a breathalyzer. And all your car keys, when you first walk in, should be clocked in to a locked place, you know, so nobody can get them and you can't get your car until your breathalyzer goes down below and it's the legal limit.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
But it should be. It should be.
Sure, it should be.
Wouldn't you think it should be? I mean,
you're
bringing your...
Either that or you can't bring
driver.
A car to a bar.
Or you have a designated driver.
Yeah.
And that designated driver is, you know, definitely reliable.
Most people don't have that.
Well, when we used to go out when I was younger, I used to be the designated driver because I never drank, you know, most of the time. And everybody else drank. So I didn't want to take a chance. I wanted to come home alive. Seriously.
It just bothers me because I one year called the Women Against Drunk Driving, and I put it to them. I said, why don't you do something about the people who drink on the train, on the Long Island Railroad, and then get off and get in their car? I didn't want to hear it.
That's craziness.
I said to myself, boy, these people are phony.
No. They were probably saying to you, well, you know, how are you going to stop that? That's probably what they were saying. I know how to
stop it.
You know what? No, I know how to stop it. Easy, very easy. Number one, don't offer alcoholic beverages on the train.
No.
You
definitely
know?
Not. Or on a platform.
Yeah. You know, that's how you stop it, but nobody's going to listen to that. That one is really a hard one to hard sell.
That's what I say. They don't care enough.
Right.
All they care about is the money.
The other thing is they could easily just say, okay, you're not